From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to the discussion of Parshat Naso, Heroes and Villains in Parshat Naso. Every story has heroes, stars, protagonists, and antagonists, and villains. Who are the stars of the show in Parshat Naso? Parshat Naso really begins in Bamidbar, and there the Levites are the stars. They're the ones who are dedicated, and then we dedicate them, we count them, we give them roles. And then again in Bamidbar, in the next Parsha, in Baaloscha, we're going to wave them, we're going to dedicate them again. So the notion of Levites very much emphasizes the sanctification of Levites. And as one of my teachers pointed out, they're not in Vayikra. In Vayikra, you don't find a role for the Levites. Here, the Levites are very central. They were one of the stars of the show. The other stars of the show appeared last week as well. They were the stars of last week's Parsha as well. And that is the Nesi'im, the leaders, the elders of the tribes, those who led each tribe and volunteered to bring forth various gifts each of the 12 days of the dedication of the Mishkan, of the Tabernacle. Who are the villains of the Parsha? The villains are the Isha Sota and perhaps the Nazir, or rather what the Nazir is running away from. The Isha Sota, the woman who is perhaps secluding herself with other men, or not married, she's not married to, and the Nazir who tries to stay away from his life of overindulgence in wine. These are the two villains. Villain, as Rabbi Ezra Bick put it, the villain is hedonism. The desire for wine, the desire for licentiousness and looseness with outside the marriage. These are the villains of the Parsha. So the Torah says, V'yishalchu min ha'machanah, send out of the camp those who are involved in negative kind of activities. So if we think about it, what the Torah is telling us is that as we set up this camp, which we began to set up last week in Parshat Bamidbar, we have to be careful about two things. Number one, we want to surround ourselves with holy people. We have to set up institutions in which there are people who can inspire us, like the Levites and all the Jews in camp around the Levites, so that everyone has some proximity to the Levites. Again, some Levites are better than others, as Rashi points out, and some tribes benefited more from being around Moshe and Aaron, less by being around, you know, Korach. But nonetheless, in theory, the Levites provide a friendly, a religious kind of neighbor, a mentor, influence, so that everyone lives near the Levites, who, by the way things are set up, they have the luxury of focusing on God. Furthermore, Torah encourages us that every tribe leader has to take charge. They have to do something on behalf of the community. These two points, both the idea of that there are holy people who can guide us, and that there are leaders who can guide us, and that they need to get involved and do things, these are the two stars of the show. That's how you march forward in the land of Israel. However, says the Torah, how do you get off track? How will we land out not going to Israel if we get too deeply ensconced in hedonism? Either pursuit of men, women, of each other, or of pursuit of wine or other physical pleasures at the expense of the spiritual pursuits. In fact, does that turn out to be a problem? Yes, it does. In fact, the Levites didn't play their role. There was a rebellion of Korach. In fact, the people complained, Vasasus, Shirikbo, Itavutava, they desired a desire, similar to the problem of the Sota. So the Parsha really lays out what could become the real problem later on, namely pursuit of hedonism, pursuit of the flesh pots of Egypt. That's what they're all about. They'll end out going back to Egypt. They'll end out looking backwards over their shoulder as they try to march forward toward the land of Israel. This Parsha gives us a formula for how to march forward, namely to surround ourselves with holiness, to take leadership, get involved. That way we'll march forward. If we want to march backward, then we have to avoid, if we don't want to march backward, we're going to have to avoid getting involved in hedonism represented by the Sota who goes astray and the Nazir, who was going astray, till he got his life back together. Finally, the Parsha, at the very epicenter of it, has the Birchat Kohanim, the blessings for the priests. Because ultimately, if we can get along well together, peace among each other, God will be gracious to us and grant us peace among each other. That's the greatest blessing, is to have peace among brothers and sisters in our community. Hopefully with this formula, avoiding the hedonism, getting close to holiness, taking the leadership role, getting involved and being volunteering, hopefully all together, it'll grant us a unified community dedicated to God, and one will be blessed with peace. We want to thank Jason Lefkowitz for being our producer today, and I want to thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Bethel Emeth Congregation. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.